Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peake Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department arrests suspect from shots fired incident. $60 million awarded to San Luis Obispo County for railroad improvements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs right around 70. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Paso Robles police officers received a report of a male yelling on the 500 block of Oak Street yesterday morning at around 8:33 a.m. A release by the department says the witness reported hearing multiple gunshots in the area as well. On arrival, officers made contact with the witness, who reported seeing a male leaving the area in a black SUV prior to their arrival. The release says officers located the vehicle about one block north of the initial location and identified the man inside as 41-year-old Francisco Gutierrez, who was hiding in the back seat. Police found a firearm and spent shell casings inside the vehicle. He was arrested and detained without further incident, charged with negligent discharge of a firearm. The release says the investigation is still ongoing. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies, will be performing a series of prescribed burns around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. The burns will manage hazardous vegetation on approximately 112 acres of land and will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area east of Santa Margarita. $60 million in funds awarded to San Luis Obispo County for railroad improvements. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Slocog announced the California Transportation Agency has awarded $1.3 billion in funds to statewide transit and intercity rail programs. The county of San Luis Obispo will receive around $63 million from these funds, awarded to improve its coast rail line along Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. Slocog says these funds will go to improve signaling and track improvements at the San Luis Obispo rail station and near Paso Robles. Other improvements include a new rail station in downtown King City and connecting the rail station in Fort Hunter Liggett by bus. The next steps for the Bob Jones Gap Closures Project was discussed yesterday morning at the County Board of Supervisors meeting. On August 20th, a vote to use eminent domain on approximately 1.2 acres of land for property owned by Ray Bunnell failed to pass, with the board directing staff to return to them with an alternative plan for the project. Staff will work with the California Transportation Commission and Slocog to realign the project to be adjacent to the US 101, avoiding the Bunnell property, and allowing Caltrans to handle construction of the middle section of the project while the county works to complete the bookends. Here's some of the highlights given by staff on this project going forward.
Caltrans has proposed a way for them to fund construction of the bike path in their right-of-way, and then how we would close the gap in segments A and C here using the existing county ATP grant. So we would, with our grant, we would fund A and C, and then with the Caltrans and Slocog contribution, we would fund segment B and have a fully closed gap from the existing trail segments. We're not asking for you to approve a plan today of how we're going to accomplish this. We're asking for you to approve a proposal that we can bring to the CTC that would be palatable for them to approve.
Supervisor Debbie Arnold had concerns about the financial commitment of this project and would later dissent in the vote. Here's Supervisor Debbie Arnold on this item.
You know, I've always supported the Bob Jones Trail, the finished pieces of the Bob Jones Trail, and I know how much people enjoy it. But at a time when we haven't been able to put very much money on our roadways, and we have so many of our citizens constantly calling about problems with their roads, and we know our roads are the shape of our roads is diminishing with time, and we haven't been able to keep up with it. So it's hard for me to say, you know, let's just make this the priority over all of our other commitments to transportation in general, and kind of have a blank check ready in case we need it for this when we haven't treated our roadways.
The board voted 3-1 to approve staff completing a proposal they believe would achieve approval from the California Transportation Commission. Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissented in the vote, and Supervisor John Pashong recused himself from the item. The Paso Robles Main Street Association is looking for volunteers to monitor barricades during its safe and fun trick-or-treat event on Halloween. This event will take place in the downtown area in Paso Robles on Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m., Street closures include 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine Streets, Pine Street from 11th to 12th Streets, and Park Street from 12th to 13th Streets. To volunteer, you can call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. Elementary school students at Almond Acres Charter Academy raised funds during the month of September for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. A release by Almond Acres says the students raised a total of $520.32. The students sold bracelets and hosted a Be the Change coin drive during the month of September. Administration at Almond Acres said, quote, actively participating in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month presented an excellent opportunity for our students to recognize and discover that each individual carries an invisible backpack filled with experiences and challenges we may not be aware of. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo announced they have reached a significant milestone in its quest for designation as a Hispanic-serving institution. The requirement for this designation is maintaining a 25% Hispanic-Latino student enrollment, which the university says they've achieved for the first time this current quarter. Currently, Latino students make up around 29% of the incoming undergraduate class. Cal Poly says achieving HSI status will unlock access to resources and grants that will help deepen support systems for Latinx students. The university says several strategies played a role in achieving this milestone, such as increasing recruitment efforts to local students, significant increases in financial aid and scholarships, and actively recruiting top scholars. Daylight savings time will end this Sunday, November 3rd. Clocks will shift back 1 hour beginning at 2 a.m. Remember to adjust your clocks and alarms accordingly. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the World Series, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 11-4. The Dodgers still lead the best-of-seven World Series 3-1. The series resumes tonight at Yankee Stadium for Game 5. If necessary, the teams will play Games 6 and 7 at Dodger Stadium beginning Friday, November 1st. And in the NFL, Thursday this week, the Texans will face the Jets. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California headline news, Damon DePapp sentenced to life in prison without parole for the beating of Paul Pelosi in his home in San Francisco 2 years ago. DePapp apparently looking for Pelosi's wife, Nancy, at the time. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins applauding the tough sentence.
I think it gives, hopefully, not only the Pelosi family solace, but our country solace that nothing like this will be taken lightly.
DePapp, whose rambling speech in court was cut short by the judge, also getting 8 years on other charges in the state's case. L.A. Dodgers champagne remains on ice. The Yankees taking Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4. Manager Dave Roberts still confident.
We knew it was a bullpen game, and you know, as far as outcomes, to have, you know, six guys in your pen that are feeling good, rested, I feel good about that.
Game 5 in New York tonight. Dodgers still leading the best of seven series 3-1. Gas prices in the state currently averaging $4.58 a gallon. That's down 5 cents from last week, 11 cents from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone Rewards members. Restrictions apply.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. A Sacramento County student was among six student members selected to guide the National FFA organization for the coming year. Abigail Jacobson, a former member of the Elk Grove FFA chapter, was elected Western Region Vice President. She was elected last week during the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Each year, FFA delegates elect a president, a secretary, and four vice presidents who will help set policies to guide the future of the Youth Leadership Development Organization, which has more than 1 million members. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the southbound US 101 just north of the San Anselmo Road off-ramp in Atascadero. The reporting party says a deer jumped in front of her vehicle and she hit the deer. Again, CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 southbound just north of the San Anselmo Road off-ramp in Atascadero. A vehicle hit a deer. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour this Wednesday morning. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70. North-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 75% chance of rain in the morning, clearing up to sunny skies on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, then sunny on Wednesday next week. Low 70s on Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, low 70s Monday and Tuesday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly lower. Meta Platforms, Facebook's parent company, and Microsoft report earnings after the Wall Street close. Both of those stocks are narrowly higher. Google's parent Alphabet had a dramatically better than expected quarter. Shares opened 7% higher. The gross domestic product for the summer quarter held up, increasing 2.8%, though that was weaker than economists predicted. Payroll processing company ADP says 233,000 new jobs were created by private employers this month, more than forecast. Eli Lilly's weight loss drugs are still in demand, but were impacted by inventory issues in the recent quarter. The stock's down 11%. And Kraft Heinz reported a disappointing quarter. The stock has lost 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go! Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, 238-577-5238-KPRL. Join us here.
The old man turned off the radio, said, "Where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest ways. Said it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of youth cries."
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Karen and Dan on Sound Off. They'll be talking about the media and the latest issues with local media supporting Ty Lewis. Also, they will be discussing the new Netflix documentary and the allegations the Zodiac Killer taught school in Atascadero. Imagine that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, I've been sitting here watching this upcoming election unfolding before my eyes, and I was watching the President of the United States calling more than half of the population garbage yesterday. And I was watching Kamala Harris, the current, if you want to call her a candidate, I think she's highly unqualified, but she was calling half the country Nazis at the podium in front of the vice presidential residence, which is a violation of law. But at a deeper level, I sat back in bewilderment. And I was wondering how we got to a place where we can have a mainstream news channel showing the rally at Madison Square Garden with the sound turned down while the commentator, the news anchor, told everybody it was Hitler-esque and that This was like the 1939 March of Nazis into the Madison Square Garden. This was reinforced by Hillary Clinton. This hyperbole that comes from, I wouldn't even call them an opposition party anymore. They're more of a occupying force in this country. It's to me, there's no intellectual backing behind it. There's no intelligence. It's just brain-dead people like in a schoolyard yelling at somebody's a potty head or a four-eyes or a buck-faced, buck-tooth person. All they've degenerated into is name-calling. And it's pretty heinous, actually. I don't appreciate being called a Nazi. I support Donald Trump 100%. And I was watching RFK Jr. in one of his speeches, and he was asked, he says, I've been asked by so many people why I left the Democratic Party. And he says, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me.
Ronald Reagan.
Now that really,
Ronald Reagan said the same thing.
Well, yeah, nobody's paying attention to what these people are saying. This guy was an icon of the Democrat Party, an icon. His father and his uncle, I mean, they both died in that party. For the love of heaven, somebody should be paying attention to what this man says. But now, what he's now labeled as a lunatic, and he's a fringe kook. Again, just name calling. Now, I'm a fair-minded person. I always have been. And I've always been willing to give people a chance to prove themselves to me. But what I've seen over the last 4 years is almost unspeakable. I was on the front lines trying to save as many people as I could with fentanyl overdoses. This stuff has swept the country. I've seen countless people die. I've seen white people being accused of every possible crime, every possible bias and prejudice that you can even imagine. I've seen our children turned into sex objects by the left. They get into their underwear in school as quickly as they can. I've seen the parents lose their rights. You know, Kevin, when I was called to a schoolyard to render medical care as a paramedic, unless it was a life and death situation, I typically couldn't even touch the child or render any, like an asthma attack. I couldn't do anything until the school had contacted the parents and I had been given permission. And do you realize the extent of a transition that can be initiated by the school without the parents' consent? It's surreal to me how these people have taken over the lives of American citizens. They have absolutely subjugated us. We no longer live in the United States of America. I've called it so many times to say, hey, we need to save this place. We lost it. It's lost. And it's going to get a heck of a lot worse if we can't hold on to what's the vestiges of it. And, you know, electing Donald Trump, that's the first step. He's not going to be able to do all the heavy lifting by himself. It's just one step to try to recover our country, because it's up to each and every single American patriot to fight like they've never fought before, to speak up, to not be afraid of being beaten down by people that are wielding these virtue clubs that are standing there lecturing you about who and what you are without showing any of the tolerance that they demand from us. They demand it.
Well, so they'll get none from me.
They'll get none from me either. They've completely lost that ground.
And I understand about the constant reference to Hitler or Nazi or whatever name calling, which has been going on in politics for many, many years. It's just increased. And again, take this. I understand on how it's ramped up, but at the end of the day, I don't give a damn what those people say about me or my beliefs. I truly don't. And they can't do anything to me.
Well, that's a good attitude to have, Kevin, and it shows a strong backbone.
Well,
but the people that I'm really talking about are the ones who are afraid to say that. They're the ones that are afraid. They will acquiesce. They will acquiesce to the violent rhetoric. They will not speak up because they're afraid. They're afraid to speak up as American citizens. We have quite a few of them.
Well, you know, it's just, it's ironic that I brought up this question yesterday and today about what are the most important freedoms that we have or rights that we have here as Americans. And not all, but a pretty high consensus is freedom of speech.
Well, freedom of speech is number one. That's why it's number one on the list of rights. If you can't speak your mind, if you can't redress the government peaceably for grievances that you have, you don't really have a republic.
Well, even in you know, I know this is all government connected, even at your school board meetings, don't let them shut you down. Your city council meetings, don't let them shut you down. Your board of supervisors, don't let them shut you down. Okay, they're going to give you the threats, but you know what? I bet if they were to carry out the threats, such as you were going to get, we're going to have you escorted out of this room because you're getting a little loud by this big sheriff over here. You know what? I think the public will come to their rescue.
What's something I would love to see, and I think it's time that people. Okay, let's just use that as an example. I've been to school board meetings where I've tried to speak in a logical and in informed fashion, where I was just completely blown off. They're busy reading memos and talking to each other, and they're not paying any attention at all. Well, when one of these lunatics goes into any meeting, they start screaming and yelling and jumping up and down, and they get arrested or they get escorted out. That's why the people pay attention to them, because if you don't, they'll scream and yell and jump around. Now, overall, I don't like the concept of having to deteriorate to that point, because I find that that's primitive and it's below us. But apparently, it gets the job done. Now, the big difference between that side, the side of these purple-haired lunatics, and our side is we will sit there quietly, we'll use manners, we'll use decorum, and we'll follow the rules. And up until quite recently, that's been enough. But now, that's a detriment, that's a weakness, and that is something we can no longer afford to do. We have to take it to the next step, where we, okay, well, if you want to escort me out, then by all means, have at it. I'm going to be hurt.
You can be aggressive without being intimidating.
That's absolutely true. You can absolutely be aggressive without intimidating. You don't have to threaten people. You can simply stand up for what you believe as though, you know, you've been endowed with this by all the people that came before us in this country, the countless men and women who died to give us this right, Kevin.
Yep. Indeed. Hey, Kirk,
speak up.
Yeah, we got another call, but I appreciate yours.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Morning. I'm wondering if I can get on.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm on the air. Hey, I wanted to go back to your rights discussion, and I think that the most important is religious freedom. And one, I'm a Christian, but secondly, I've seen what's gone on the last several years, and what they're coming after is your belief systems. They want to tell you what to believe. Now, you go back to cancel culture, it wasn't necessarily that you expressed yourself, speech or expression, it was what you expressed. If your speech lines up to what they think is okay, your speech is fine. It's what you think, and that's what they're trying to change. And I'm going to go into an area that's really sensitive to a lot of people. How about racism? If racism, which a lot of people say is bad, but is it against the law to be a racist?
No.
It's not against the law to be racist. So you can believe what you want. If someone wants to believe that they're better than somebody else because of X, Y, Z, you're free to believe it. But what you can't do is act on it. That's discrimination. But what they're trying to tell you is that if you have that thought that you're less than and you can't have this, you're canceled. And I always thought America was the place where you could believe what you want to believe. And that's why I go back to that. It's not just religious freedom, it's belief. You can believe a variety of religions. You can believe what you want. Hey, if you want to be woke, obviously you can believe that. That's become a religion, if you ask me, and people can express themselves, and no one says anything. What they're coming after, they're trying to tell you not just how to think, they're just they want to tell you what to think, and if you don't line up, we know this, then there's a problem. So I really think that the most important one is that freedom of religion, the freedom to believe what you want to believe and freely exercise that.
Well, wouldn't you, I shouldn't say wouldn't you, would you include, though, that the freedom of religion is under the umbrella of freedom of speech?
Yeah, I do think there's an overlap, yes. And it's not just speech, it's expression. And I think there's an overlap.
All right, well, yeah, that's because, there's other things in there because you have to assemble and also the press is
petition,
well.
Petition and the government. And, yeah, you have all those. There's five parts of it, I believe, First Amendment.
You probably know more than I do, but it is. I think it's some of these things that, when you put this all together, that we, not all, but many of us take for granted because we, as a country, we've allowed some of these things to be taken away from us. With your examples about the woke, if you don't agree with them, they're going to try and shut you down. They're going to try and do this. I mean, we've seen people in work places, they're getting fired for not getting along or not going along with this. And that should scare people because that's a cancer that would continue to grow if it's not taken care of.
Yeah, I really believe this is, they talk about different things that are, the civil rights issue of our day. I really believe that this idea of what you think, what you can believe, is coming to the forefront because people are going to, they're trying right now to take away, what's the thought police? We've heard that term.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people. And think about going back to speech. I hear people all the time talk about hate speech. Hate speech is not a category. Now, there's speech that is hateful, but we typically err on the side of, we're going to tolerate stuff that we don't like because we want that freedom. But I hear people all the time, well, that's hate speech. But there's a category? There's no category. And who's going to be that person that's going to determine what's hateful? Because I can guarantee you, you're going to get, 40, 50 people, you say, hey, do you think that's hateful? And you're going to get 40 different responses on why they think it is or isn't or whatnot. And so we have to be careful. Typically, we go to what Voltaire said, I disapprove of what you say, but will defend to the death your right to say it. Because we want that free speech. And we know sometimes with that free speech, in a free society, there are going to be things that are going to happen that we don't like, that might be harmful, that might be hurtful. We've always been like that. It's changing, and that's one of the things. When they get up there and they start talking about, I think RFK was talking about this a week or so ago, and they start talking about, categorizing speech and what you can, this is when it starts getting crazy, and that's what they're trying to do.
Well, one of the things about hate speech is, you alluded to it about, who's going to define what it is. But also, I think, is that we've become so sensitive as a society that we throw words out around like hate speech when, in fact, it really isn't. It's just that we're too sensitive to words or things people tell us now.
Well, yeah, we just don't like it. It's not necessarily offensive. We just don't like it, and we don't like the fact that someone is saying it. And so you're absolutely correct on that. So it varies on when you say hate speech. Well, what are you really talking about? Is it really hateful, or is it you just don't like it, or is it bothersome to you? Is there some truth to it? And that's it really. You go back to these guys that set this up, the founding fathers. They really had a lot of foresight, and they're pretty bright guys on how they did this. And from their experience under the tyrannical government, under the monarchy, King George III. You look at the Bill of Rights and you look at the Declaration of Independence and the grievances they had, a lot of those are connected. They're going, we were under a government where it was oppressive and that you couldn't say what you wanted, so you couldn't exercise the religion you wanted to. And we got to stop it. We're going to get this new form of government, this constitutional republic. It's going to be a stronger form of government. We got to get some protections. They had the foresight, and here we are, a couple hundred years plus later, and we're trying to reverse this. And I say this a lot every time just about I call in. we started off as subjects, became citizens, and we're heading back to subjects, being subjects. We got to be careful.
Yep, the pot has been boiling slowly for a long time. Well, a very nice call, sir.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Interesting interesting talk. One of the things you got to look at about speech, I think one of the theories about speech is that people are listening to your speech. And if you're really good at it, you know, you can get lots of people listening. And look at the internet. Written speech is affecting for lots of people. So that's one of the fears, is your speech, you know, if it's not agreeable to what the government believes you should be believing, they don't want that.
Well,
because you're affecting other people.
Well, I'm not going to be able to explain this, but when you say people are listening, I wonder how in depth they are listening. To me, it's similar to when people see, okay, we have an election coming up. We have propositions, and they put titles on them that sound great. They read the title, but did they read the proposition? Because they react. And the same thing with listening is people may hear something, but as soon as they hear one part of somebody's dialogue, in many cases, they have already tuned out the rest of it because they've made a decision or they thought they heard something without the conclusion of what they should have been listening to, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense because just occurring to me while you're saying that, that there's certain things in our psyche, you know, in our things we believe in, and I just our whole growing up, that connect with some words, you know. You say the word God. Well, that in different people, it connects in different ways. You know, I call them trigger words. And, you know, and so, you know, people react, you know, based on their upbringing, based on lots of stuff. And, you know, there's hate. There's all kinds of stuff in there, isn't there?
Yeah, but the word hate, you know, when we use the word hate, I don't know if we, in the full definition, if we, you know, okay, let's just say, and I'm fooling around here, but I hate the New York Mets. Okay, what is the definition of hate? Now, do I really hate them?
No.
I mean, because it's you know, hate is an evil word. Now, do I dislike
hate them? I've said this on the radio before. Hate is a lack of thinking. Hate is just a emotion. And hate has no thinking. It's just like, oh, I just hate that. And there's nothing, you can't argue with me on it because I just hate that. And it's not a good thing.
No, it's not. But you're dealing with passion.
Yes, yes. Emotion, passion. Yes, exactly. It's some primitive stuff in our makeup.
So can we, and I don't know if part of the definition of hate is also dislike. So if you dislike something or somebody, is that classified as hate? Maybe you...
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you dislike somebody's sexual orientation and because of religious views or whatever. Does that mean that it's hate speech or that you don't agree with it, you dislike it, and it's against your, you know, your character, your whatever, your upbringing, whatever you want to call it? So,
yeah, no.
But we would throw the word... That's hate speech. It's somebody because of that. No, I just dislike it. I don't want any harm done to you. I just dislike it. Oh, no, that's hate speech.
Yeah. See, hate doesn't allow any discussion, anything. It's just there. And it's a horrific emotion is what it is. And, you know, disliking is a whole different thing. You know, walk on by and says, I don't like that.
Right.
And
okay.
You just ignore it.
Right, and I guess in what I'm getting at, and we got to go, but is that I think the word hate speech is overused.
It's incorrect.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay, we got to run. We're up against it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, Matt. We're not up against it. We're past it.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Robles police officers responded to a report of a male yelling on the 500 block of Oak Street yesterday morning, with a witness saying they heard gunshots in the area. Officers made contact with the suspect, 41-year-old Francisco Gutierrez. He was found to be in possession of a firearm and spent shell casings in his vehicle. He was arrested and charged with negligent discharge of a firearm. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with other agencies, will be conducting a series of prescribed burns around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita at the intersection of River Road and Park Hill Road. Burns will go through Friday, November 1st. Smoke may be visible in the area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. VP Kamala Harris with her closing argument on the ellipse eclipsed by President Biden's comments, talking about Trump supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization is seen as unconscionable.
The White House says he was only talking about the comedian at a Trump rally who made a garbage joke about Puerto Rico. The VP told supporters she would unify the country.
On day one, if elected, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. When elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
As Donald Trump was telling Fox's Hannity this.
We're going to take care of our borders immediately day one. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We have more liquid gold than anybody else.
Last GDP report before the election, economic growth down to 2.8 from 3%. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. As a local business owner and property owner, I will work to continue the path our city is currently on, creating a more vibrant downtown, supporting a safe place to raise a family, and supporting smart budget initiatives that prioritize infrastructure improvements that benefit all residents.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness, we need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
I'm Dorian Baker. As I finish my term on the Paso Robles School Board, I want to express my gratitude for your trust in me. If you believe in prioritizing student achievement, safeguarding parental rights, and protecting girls' sports in their private places, vote for Kenny Enney, Lauren McCoy, Leo Castillo, and Hunter Brees. They'll uphold the values that matter most to our community. Join me in voting for candidates who will safeguard our students' future. Thank you, Paso Robles and San Miguel. Paid for by Dorian Baker.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heat and Air. Some clouds and sunshine, 70. Couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy Thursday, upper 60s. 70 clouds Friday. Showers about 75% Saturday morning. Then clouds remaining mid-60s. Sunny Sunday, right around 70. Low to mid-70s Monday through Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4 up and down. 7:24 a.m., 6:10 p.m., and we are at 35 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, 16th and Spring. Well, Carl, it's going to be here. The 63rd annual Paso Robles Christmas Light Parade. The theme, Sleigh Bells Ring. Are you listening? It's Saturday, December 7th at 6 o'clock, and you need to get your entry forms by November 19th into the Main Street office. You can contact them. They have all the different categories, so get her done. Get her done. Also coming up, not too far away, Tascadero Veterans Memorial is hosting their annual Veterans Day ceremony. Faces of Freedom Memorial, Monday, November 11th at 11. And, of course, the Kiwanis will be there with their delicious tri-tip sandwiches and hot dogs. And the ceremony will include a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, the Color Guard from Cal Poly, accompanied by the pipes and drums. National anthem and taps will be performed. Head out, and it's a very, very special day. And they do an outstanding job. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All righty, local celebrities on this Wednesday: DePriest Brescia, Cynthia Fishbeck, Don Vaughn, Burke Goering, Danielle Brown, Bud Chase, Lynn Altaus, Jamie Umpenhauer, Oklahoma, where the tornadoes come, Julian David Oppheim, and Randy and Tina Stinchfield. Randy, he was came back from Tennessee to the Pioneer Day Parade. How about that? All right, let's see here. I'm on my other list here. John Adams, 1735-1826. Bill Halsey, yes, indeed, one of the great commanders, the Admiral, 1886-1959. Charles Atlas, 1892-1972. Very good actress, Ruth Gordon, 1896. 1985, also Patsy Montana, country singer, 1914-1996, Bobby Bregan, baseball, 1917-2010, yes, indeed, Herschel Bernardi, 1923-1986, Joe Adcock, slugger, once hit four home runs in a game, 1927-1999, Richard Gator, he was bye-bye birdie and others, 1931-2017, All-Star pitcher Jim Perry, Cy Young Award, too, 1935. Dick Vermeil, coach, 1936. One of the great songwriters for Motown, Eddie Holland, 1939. Gray Slick, 1939. Jim Ray Hart of the Giants, 1941-2016. Real quick, when he first came up, Willie Mays told him, don't dig in against Bob Gibson. Jim Ray Hart comes up for the first time against Gibson. He digs in. Couple of pitches, and then Gibson says, I've had enough, and hits him. Otis Williams of the Temptations, 1941. Henry Winkler, 1945. Ooh, AC/DC's Chris Slade, 1946. J.D. Hill, receiver, 1948. Let me back up. Timothy B. Schmitz, Poco, and others, 1947. Let's see here. Diego Maradona, the soccer guy, 1960. And who else do we have here on the list for today? Marcus Mariota, Heisman Trophy winner, 1993. Joe Panik, second baseman with the Giants from Yonkers, New York, indeed. All right, let's see here. Passing away on this day, who do we have? Who do we have? Tammy Grimes, 2016. Al Molinaro from The Odd Couple, and also Arnold of Arnold's and Happy Days. He died in 2015. Robert Goulet, 2007. Peggy Ryan, the actress, passed away in 2004. Steve Allen, 2000. And that is it. All right, today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. He is one of the founding fathers who served second president of the United States from 1797 to 1804. The statesman, attorney, diplomat, and writer, the one and the only, John Adams, goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Slocalk announced the California Transportation Agency has awarded $1.3 billion in funds to statewide transit and intercity rail programs. The County of San Luis Obispo will receive around $63 million from these funds, awarded to improve its coast rail and lining along Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. The next steps for the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project was discussed yesterday morning at the County Board of Supervisors meeting. The board voted 3-1 to approve staff to complete a proposal they believe would achieve approval from the California Transportation Commission. Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissented. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Partly cloudy skies today. Highs right around 70. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage at marsmegastorage.com.
Interesting comments from Benjamin Franklin about him. A lot of great things, but he said absolutely out of his senses. Also, others said he was a absurdly jealous, but no man ever served his country more selflessly and effectively than John Adams. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.